Arizona State University is looking to expand its student body in a big way, launching an ambitious drive to enroll 100 million new students by the end of this decade. And they are getting a big lift from emerging technology. Let's bring in Dr. Sanjeev Kagram. He is Director General and Dean of ASU Thunderbird School for Global Management. Doctors, good to talk to you today. So interesting to hear how you're planning to expand this. Artificial intelligence, a big part of it. Talk to me about the vision.
So thank you so much, Akiko. First of all, I just want to be clear that it's 100 million learners. Some people get confused, and there's a difference because we have a 5-course certificate we're launching, digital, translated into 40 different languages at no cost to the learner. For each course they take, a learner around the world, and with 40 languages, we have up to 90% of the world's population, they get a badge. They finish each course. After 5 courses, they get a certificate. And if they apply after that, they can get 15 credits, which is a certified certificate that they could transfer to any university in the world, of course, to Arizona State University itself. So that's the great vision. 100 million learners taking courses that they get badges for in 40 different languages at no cost to them that prepares them for the new global economy.
You know, when we think about what prompted this initiative, what went into it, especially after a time where we did see some of the global enrollment and international students, because of the pandemic and some of the uncertainty around it, declining to either return to some of those four-year universities that they were on campus at or enrolled at, and what went into that decision-making process to try and re-engage with the global community of students?
Well, the Thunderbird School of Global Management has been around for 75 years. We have 50,000 alumni in 140 countries. We've touched almost 2 million people. Arizona State University has the largest online, one of the largest online programs for students around the world, anywhere on the planet. So this is not something new for us. Certainly COVID has accelerated and accentuated the need. By 2035, Brad, we have 440 million individuals around the world that are looking for higher education. That would mean building tons and tons of new university campuses, and that's not going to happen. So our charter at ASU, Arizona State University, is to judge by ourselves by who we include, not who we exclude. And that we wanted to take global. So inclusion, innovation, and impact at worldwide scale required a transformative initiative. And that had to be 100% digital, very active engagement, but 100% digital, different languages so we could get it to many different people around the world and make it accessible, so no cost to the learners.
Talk to me about how you're integrating AI and machine learning in all of this. I mean, are these learners going to be engaging with a teacher? I mean, how is this course going to play out?
So think about it in stages. In the first stages, there's going to be the courses that are built out. The first course is going to be launched in the first week of April, subsequent courses through the course of this year and into next year. The first phase will also involve about translation to about 7 to 10 languages and then up to 40 languages. When we first launch, of course, it's going to be digital online. So there's going to be videos and interactive exercises and so forth and so on. There'll be faculty associates. But as we continue to grow, and with the large numbers, we're going to use modern data analytics, machine learning, AI to create chatbots, interactive capabilities with AI, so that in fact it becomes fully automated over time. We'll always have a human component. We have centers around the world with Thunderbird and Arizona State University. We have partners around the world. So there's always going to be a human component. But as we grow in size, more and more will be able to be done interactively using AI, automation, machine learning.
With hybrid learning as well, it's thrust a lot of attention on the necessary technology capabilities or components that a student has to have in order to remain connected to the experience, to that educational infrastructure, if you will, and the programs that are being put forward. So what kind of requirements are put on the students, and where does the university step in, given that this new program is free?
Well, that's an important thing. That's why we call it no cost and not free, because the students will have to have access to technology. And we'll certainly do as much as we can with our partners around the world to get them access to that. They have to get access to the internet. Of course, they could download it. There's many, changes and evolutions that have happened, innovations since the pandemic to get more students, more learners around the world access to technology and the internet. But those are prerequisites to get access. While there is no cost for the tuition side, We're investing millions and millions of dollars. We had a incredible gift from our benefactors and co-intellectual architects, Francis and Dion Najafi, obviously Arizona State University in Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. We're investing millions. The students have to be able to have that technology, and we'll work with partners and that internet access to make that possible.
What does ASU get out of this? I mean, you know, sure, it's an additional revenue driver. Is that the motivation? Is it about getting the ASU name out more globally? What do you see?
No. So, you know, Thunderbird joined ASU after being around for 70 years. We were an independent nonprofit institution, academic institution, about 8 years ago. The vision of our incredible leader, President Michael Crow, is, again, inclusion at global scale. This is our mission. We are committed to empowering and educating learners around the world for the 21st century. And the combination of Arizona State University and for Thunderbird, our vision is a world of sustainable and equitable prosperity. So this is all about, as I said, inclusion, innovation, and impact at global scale.
It's so great to have this discussion here with you today, Dr. Sanjeev Kagram, who is the ASU Thunderbird School for Global Management Director General and Dean. We appreciate the time here. We got to check back in the future to see how the program has moved forward.